SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Very busy day for the president-elect. Donald Trump says he will nominate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. He's also announcing that he has chosen former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins to run the Department of Veterans Affairs. And he's also nominating North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to lead the Department of the Interior. Wildfires continue raging in parts of New Jersey and New York.
Northeast states are dealing with some of the driest conditions they've seen in nearly 120 years, with numerous wildfires burning in places that haven't seen significant rain since August. The Jenkins Creek wildfire at the New York-New Jersey border is about 50% contained. In New York City, Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker talked about the conditions as a blaze at Inwood Hill Park tinged the air in Upper Manhattan with smoke.
This is exactly what we expect to see when it's been as historically dry as it's been.
Governors of New Jersey and New York have put those states under drought warnings and are calling on residents to voluntarily conserve water. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, Ford will pay a penalty of $165 million to the government for moving too slowly on a recall and failing to give accurate information.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said in a statement Thursday that the civil penalty is the second largest in its 54-year history. Only the fine Takata paid for faulty airbag inflators was higher. The agency said Ford was too slow to recall vehicles with faulty rearview cameras, and it failed to give the agency complete information, which is required by the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Act. Ford agreed to a consent order with the agency that includes a payment of $65 million and $45 million in spending to comply with the law. Another $55 million will be deferred.
This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Spain.
The giant Christian relief agency headed by Franklin Graham operates outside the U.S. too. Right now it is responding to unprecedented flooding in Spain that has killed hundreds and sparked civil unrest. A statement from Samaritan's Purse says, quote, "We are supplying generators, trash pumps, pressure washers, shovels, boots, gloves, masks, and Bibles. We're also providing machinery to skilled tradesmen to help the communities rebuild." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Church of England must find a new leader now that the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, has stepped down. Process begins with the Crown Nominations Commission, which will send the name of a preferred candidate and an alternate to Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who will then advise King Charles III on his particular selection. This is SRN News. There are some new rules out now for pharmaceutical ads.
New rules require drug makers to be clearer and more direct when explaining their medications' risks and side effects. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration spent more than 15 years crafting the new guidelines, which are designed to do away with industry practices that downplay or distract viewers from risk information. Meanwhile, while regulators were drafting those guidelines, a new trend emerged. Thousands of pharma influencers pushing drugs online with little oversight. A new bill in Congress would compel the FDA to more aggressively police such promotions on social media platforms as well. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street Thursday, Dow Industrials lost 207 points on the session. The NASDAQ was down 123, S&P 500 off 36 points. More details at SRNnews.com.